Officials in Khartoum say soldiers have arrested the prime minister and other government leaders. And the U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, says Washington is deeply alarmed by reports of a military takeover. Feltman says a change in the government by force would be, in his words, utterly unacceptable, and U.S. aid to Sudan would be at risk.
So it's worth stressing that this is a developing story as we speak. I'm looking on Twitter. I'm seeing protesters. What do we know happened?
So we know that the military has arrested high-ranking members of the civilian government, and the Ministry of Information said that the civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, is now under house arrest. We also know that the internet and cell networks have been almost entirely cut off, but we know that activists have called on people to take to the streets to protest against what they are calling a coup. And they're sending us videos that show thousands of people on the streets of Khartoum. They are resorting to the chants that we heard when longtime autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir was toppled in 2019. And they're calling for revolution, calling for the fall of the regime. They are saying that retreat is impossible, that the people are stronger. But the facts on the ground are that the military appears to be making its move to consolidate power. They, you know, to push the civilian part of this transitional government aside and to return Sudan to a military dictatorship.
How did that happen? Because one of the really disconcerting things here is that just 2 years ago we were talking, as recently as a few months ago, we were talking about Sudan's transition to democracy, right? They finally get rid of this dictator after decades. It looks like things are moving forward. And then now this. What happened?
Yeah, look, so popular protests in 2019, as you noted, led to the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir, and the military sided with street protesters who demanded a democratic Sudan, and they agreed that after a certain period of time, they would cede power to civilians, and this was a fantastic time in Sudan. I was there. There was music. There was hope. It was a country that suddenly found itself liberated from an extremely conservative interpretation of Islamic law, and you could feel like an awakening in that country. The military was supposed to turn over power next month, but they're making it clear that they are staying. And I think if this coup sets in, it could mark the end of one of the most remarkable pro-democracy movements we've seen recently on the African continent. And the activists that made this happen are heartbroken. I spoke to one in Khartoum not long ago who is afraid of getting arrested, so they asked that I not name them. But let me read you one of the messages that they sent me. They said, "I had two panic attacks already. It's too familiar. And I just don't know how we can repeat this again. I just don't know how we can survive another nationwide trauma. We deserve so much better."
Oh, my goodness. And then it's worth noting that Ethiopia, where you are, is in the middle of a civil war. These two countries are neighbors. The entire Horn of Africa seems really unstable at this minute.
It does. And, you know, that's obviously a really problematic thing because there is an Islamist insurgency in nearby Somalia, and these were the buffer countries.